This is WLRN News. I'm Nancy Klingener. The key deer have had some tough challenges in the last few years. First, there was screwworm. That's a fatal parasite that killed more than 100 of them. Then Hurricane Irma, a Category 4 storm, made a bullseye over their home. Now the key deer are in the spotlight again, this time over their protected status. The federal government is considering taking the key deer off the endangered species list. Local and national environmental groups are appalled at the prospect.
Even if New World screwworm, collisions with cars, and monster hurricanes weren't an issue, which they very much are, sea level rise alone will wipe out significant swaths of its habitat in the foreseeable future.
Jacqueline Lopez is with the Center for Biological Diversity. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service is planning a meeting in the Keys next week to release its report on the status of the key deer. Ken Warren says the service is not proposing a change in status yet.
But what we want to do is to make sure that the folks who care about this species have the right information so that when and if we do propose a change, they have the exact same scientific information that we're using to inform our decisions.
The meeting is scheduled for 6 o'clock on Thursday, the 22nd, at the Marathon Government Center. From the WLRN Southernmost Bureau at the studios of Key West, I'm Nancy Klingener.